It's time for light that darkness can't defeat. It's time to escape from the shadow of death and into abundant life. For the people living in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Welcome to the Great Light Program with David Oyedepo Jr. Get set to arise and shine, because your light has come.
What wisdom is this? And we're looking specifically at a little caption, Reasoning, a vital access to wisdom from above. Reasoning, a vital access to wisdom from above. In the book of Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 and verse 19, it said, Come, let us reason together. And verse 19 says, If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Come, let us reason together. Let us reason together. And the outcome of the engagement of the discoveries of that reasoning is to be put to work in obedience. And the Bible tells us that when that takes place, you are sure to eat the good of the land. But very quickly this morning, what really is reasoning? What does it mean to reason? Number one, it is the art of logical, rational, and analytical thinking. Logical, rational, and analytical thinking. Settling down to logically, rationally, and analytically look at situations in the light of scriptures. In the book of Acts chapter 6, the Bible tells us there in verse 2, after certain challenges arose, the Bible says that the apostles said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. It is not reason. In other words, they were able to reason out the realities on ground in light of scriptures. And they came out with answers. You are coming out with answers also. Number two, reasoning is thinking through scriptures to find the way out of our challenge. Thinking through scriptures to find the way out of our challenge. The prodigal son in the book of Luke chapter 15 verse 17 to 22, he got himself in a fix, and the Bible said when he came to himself, he sat down and he reasoned his way back into his father's house. We must come to understand that reasoning is a vital access to revelation, which produces escape from every prison of life. Whatever represents any prison of life in any department of anyone's life today, I see you coming out supernaturally in the name of Jesus. I said, I see you coming out supernaturally in the name of Jesus. I see you coming out supernaturally in the name of Jesus. I see you coming out supernaturally in the name of Jesus. We see very clearly that the scripture makes it clear that it's not just reasoning and making discoveries, but engaging our discoveries that brings about our turnaround. Engaging. That's why I say, come, let us reason, but he that is willing and obedient, the same will eat the good of the land. And we have heard severally from our father say this many times to us, that obedience is the pathway to noiseless breakthroughs. Obedience. Just engaging what God has said with understanding and with faith is the key to noiseless breakthroughs. Therefore, as the word of God is coming in your direction today and continues to come in your direction from this day, and you put it to work, expect to see your life turning into an epitome of noiseless breakthroughs. Somebody believe it, say a louder amen. But it's important for us to recognize that you must define the subject where insight or direction is important. Define the subject. What area of my life am I looking for answers? Define the subject and engage in reasoning, and engage the discoveries of your reasoning, and then you find yourself walking into the realm of supernatural breakthroughs. I see that becoming your experience in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me say this, however, it takes meekness to enjoy insight. It takes meekness.
In the book of Psalms, chapter 25, verse 9, he said, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. It takes meekness, a life of meekness, a lifestyle of meekness. God will never teach the proud. The Bible said God resists the proud, but he gives more grace unto the humble. So it takes an approach of meekness. Remember the scripture said, let him that think he knows anything know that he does not know yet as he ought to know. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 2. So our approach to God determines our collection from God. When you come to God with meekness, you go with from God with answers. When you come to God with meekness, you go from him with answers. I see somebody departing from this mountain this morning with answers in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody believe me, say louder, amen. Now today is our Miracle Children Banquet, and therefore we shall be examining understanding your rights to fruitfulness. Understanding your rights to fruitfulness. It is discovering and engaging these rights that bring us to the realm of supernatural fruitfulness. Understanding your rights to fruitfulness. Understanding your rights to fruitfulness. It's important for us to understand that everything with God can be collected by the engagement of his word. So we go into God's word this morning to uncover our rights to supernatural fruitfulness and take hold of it. And as we do so, I see every department of your life and my life becoming supernaturally fruitful in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, number one and most important is important for us to recognize that God who said, let there be light, is the same one that said to man, be fruitful and multiply. What that simply means is that whatever could not resist the force of creation cannot resist the force of fruitfulness. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3, the Bible tells us there, and God said, let there be light. And there was no argument. Light instantly came. Let there be light. And light came without argument. In fact, we are made to understand in the detailed study of that scripture that the sun has not appeared yet, neither has the moon come. The moon and the sun came on the fourth day, yet the light came on the first day. Because whatever God says does not require natural protocol to be delivered. I have good news for you. Your fruitfulness does not require any natural protocol to be delivered. Therefore, every natural hindrance is broken in the name of Jesus. It was that same God that said, be fruitful and multiply. He didn't consult your situation. He didn't say whether your doctor said you have ovarian cyst or not. He didn't say whether there is fibroid or not. He didn't say whether you are ovulating or not. He didn't say whether you have seen your menstrual flow or not. He said, be fruitful. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, whatever is resisting your fruitfulness, spiritually, physically, in any area, any dimension, any department, is destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. I said it is destroyed today in the name of Jesus. He said, be fruitful and multiply. Without consultation, God does not consult to create. Every creation of God is at the instance of his word. Therefore, as God's word is coming your way this moment, this morning, this hour, this minute, I see your fruitfulness delivered in the name of Jesus. His word can never be resisted. His word can never be restrained. His word can never be restricted. Therefore, this morning, as his word is coming your way, I see your fruitfulness being supernaturally delivered. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. I said, somebody believe it, say louder, amen. When Jesus was coming to the world, the Bible tells us, he said, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. The word came. And then when the word came, flesh came. to accommodate the word spoken. Because every word from God is self-fulfilling. God does not need help to bring his word to pass. His word fulfills itself. It is self-fulfilling. We simply engage with it, and the word has enough power within it to deliver what it says. Shout hallelujah. I said shout hallelujah. That's the power of God's word. And that word that is self-fulfilling has declared very clearly, saying, be fruitful. Therefore, no matter what is standing against your fruitfulness, and no matter where that restraint may be coming from, your fruitfulness is established now in the name of Jesus. I said your fruitfulness is established now in the name of Jesus. I remember the testimony of one of our sisters who came to a fruitfulness service. It was a covenant day of fruitfulness. And she heard the word, and this is in our London church. She had just checked herself on Saturday night and came to a covenant day of fruitfulness on Sunday. In her test, she saw that she was not pregnant Saturday night. And she came to church on Sunday. And she heard the word from God that you may have even checked yourself yesterday and seen that you were not pregnant yesterday. But as you are returning today and you check yourself again, you will discover that you are minimum 1 week pregnant. And she took that word from God and went back and conducted the test. The test showed she was pregnant, but no timeline. She ran to the hospital. Doctor, I've just checked myself. They said I'm pregnant. Now, what do you say? What is the calculation? And the doctor did a precise test. The woman who on Saturday was not pregnant, by Monday was 1 week pregnant. Because the word of God is self-fulfilling. I don't know how you came here this morning, but I know that by the word of the Lord coming your way, you are going fruitful in the name of Jesus. Number two, we must understand that the Holy Ghost empowers believers for supernatural fruitfulness. The Holy Ghost empowers believers for supernatural fruitfulness. In the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 30 and verse 31, this was an encounter between Mary and the angel of God. The angel said, fear not, for thou hast found favor with God. He said, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth. He said, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. And verse 34 and 35, after Mary said, how can this thing be, seeing that I know not a man? Look at the answer of the angel. He said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. He said, and the power of the highest that overshadows natural limitations, he said, it shall overshadow thee. Therefore also, the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. The answer to every restriction is the arrival of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2, he said, everything was void. Everything was barren. Darkness was upon the face of the earth. But look at the answer of God. And the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. The Spirit of God moved upon the waters. And the empty, barren earth became super productive on the spot by the movement of the Spirit. Have you not heard in Isaiah chapter 32 verse 15? Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, then the wilderness shall become a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be counted for a forest. This morning, no matter how barren your case may look, no matter how written off your situation may be, no matter how much like a wilderness your womb may look like, by the movement of the Holy Ghost, I see your fruitfulness established now. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the answer to every limitation. Is the answer to every emptiness. The Holy Ghost is the answer to every impossibility. The Holy Ghost. And what a joy, not only is he moving in this environment, but he will be coming upon us also as the anointing oil. That means that everything that is standing as a restriction against your fruitfulness is supernaturally destroyed. Somebody believe me, say louder, amen. Some years ago, a woman came to our London church, and it was also a covenant day of fruitfulness. And she was there, anointing service with anointing oil. And her daughter had not been able to have a child because she had a damaged uterus. Doctors have told her that her uterus was perforated. No way to hold the child. She came into that service that morning, and with her anointing oil, and she heard the word of God from that scripture, until the Spirit is poured from on high. Then what was a wilderness will become a fruitful field. And she took that word by faith. Within 18 months, that daughter had had 2 children individually. 9 months and then 9 months behind each other, just without any restraint. Why? The movement of the Spirit. I don't know what your case may be. Maybe it's hormonal imbalance. Maybe it's polycystic ovaries. Maybe it's fibroids. Maybe it's even an absent womb. God does not consult nature to determine miracles. As the Holy Ghost is moving this morning, I see you going back with your miracle children. Somebody believe me, say louder, amen. I said, somebody believe me, say louder, amen. In Genesis chapter 18, look at this. Genesis chapter 18, beginning from verse 9 to verse 11. Look at what the Bible says here. He said, and they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, she's in the tent. And verse 10, and I will certainly return according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. Now, Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. And look at verse 11. He said in verse 11 that Abraham and Sarah were old in age. Look at this. And it has ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. No more menstruation. Everything, ovulation has ended long time. This is an 89-year-old woman. Every possibility of fruitfulness has closed. But here comes God. Look at what he said there. He said, I will come back according to the time of life. 9 months. And the woman that may not have ovulated in at least 30 years will be carrying a child in her hand. I don't know how you came here, but what I know is this. God, according to his word, is saying that according to the time of life, within 9 months from this very day, the 19th of March 2017, everyone that was called barren shall be carrying their miracle children. Somebody believe it, say a louder amen. Number three, this is very important. Number three, our God is a covenant keeping God. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 20 and verse 21, the Bible tells us there, except you can break my covenant with the day and with the night, that there should be no day and night in a season, then will you be able to break my covenant with my servant David and with the Levites. Except you can break the cycle of day and night. Except you come out one day and it is 10 o'clock in the morning and the sun refused to report. Or you come out one night and then it is 10 o'clock at night and the sun refused to depart. He said, except you can break that cycle, you cannot break my covenant. And he said, my covenant will I not break, neither will I alter the thing that has gone forth out of my mouth. Psalm 89 and verse 34. That means that whatever God says in his word, this book called the Bible is called the new and the old covenant. Whatever you discover in this book is as unbreakable as the cycle of day and night. I don't know about you, but since I've been born, I've never seen the day refuse to report. I've never seen the night refuse to report. The covenant of God has kept it coming, has kept it going, has kept it coming and kept it going. That is the same covenant that is behind your fruitfulness. It means that whatever cannot stop the day and cannot stop the night, I don't care how many witches gather, they cannot stop your fruitfulness. Somebody believe me, say louder, amen. Can I tell you this? It will help you. The Bible said when God saw that Leah was hated, he opened a womb. There is no hatred that is enough for a closed womb. It doesn't matter who hates you. This day that God has called our miracle baby banquet, every closed womb is open. Our God is a covenant keeping God. It's important to also discover, number four, that every covenant child is ordained a fruitful vine. By the covenant of being a child of God, you are ordained a fruitful vine. In Galatians 3 and verse 29, the Bible tells us there, it said, anyone that is in Christ is Abraham's seed and heir according to the promise. What is the promise God gave Abraham among others, or the seed of Abraham? In Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 14, he said, thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall be no male or female that is among you barren, or even among your cattle. That is what God said to the seed of Abraham. And everyone that is Christ's is Abraham's seed and is an heir to the same promise. So it doesn't matter whether it is the man or the woman, forget it. God is saying whether they call it low sperm count or lack of ovulation is not important. He said male or female, anyone that is Abraham's seed is entitled to the promise. Therefore, as you engage this word in faith, I see your story turning around in the name of Jesus. What must I therefore do to be fruitful? What must I do to be fruitful? What must I do to be fruitful? Number one, become a covenant child. Become a covenant child. Become a covenant child. The Bible tells us again in Galatians 3:29, if you are Christ's, you are Abraham's seed, and you are heirs according to the promise. You become a covenant child by becoming a child of God. Anyone that receives Christ into his life or alive has become a child of the covenant. And that gives you a right to every blessing of the covenant. Number two, be committed to serving God. Be committed to serving God. The Bible says in the book of Exodus chapter 23 verse 25 and 26, you shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread and your water. He will take sickness away from you. He said that there shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. You shall serve, I will bless. And among the blessings is that there will be no miscarriage and there will be no barrenness. So it doesn't matter whether you came here. Maybe you have been taking him, but you have not been keeping the child. There has been all kinds of miscarriages. God is saying, if you serve me, my blessing includes no miscarriage. My blessing includes no barrenness. So every commitment to serving God gives us access to the blessing of fruitfulness. Every commitment to serving God gives us access to the blessing of fruitfulness. In Psalm 127 and verse 3, the Bible says, he said, children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. And the reward of God always comes in the direction of service. Therefore, it means that everyone that engages with determination in service simply positions themselves for supernatural fruitfulness. One of us came many years, no fruitfulness. And she determined that, Lord, my determination now is that I will serve you. Engaged in the sanctuary keeper's unit, she was sent to the toilet department in the midst of Shiloh. Very demanding, very rigorous. Sleeping in the toilet, cleaning the toilet every single day. And as she was cleaning the toilet, God was fixing her. She came out of Shiloh and came with a miracle child as a result of her service. One of us said, the Eze family, they said, well, Lord, we have been asking you for children. We have not seen the children now. So now give us souls. We are not bothered. Give us souls. And they went out passionately, pursuing after the lost. You see, you can't be given birth spiritually and be barren physically. Because the spiritual is the mother of the physical. It is impossible to be spiritually fruitful and physically barren. As they continued in serving God, before she knew it, without disturbing herself, suddenly she discovered she was pregnant. No struggle. Because serving God opens the door of fruitfulness. Whether you are serving in kingdom advancement prayers, you are serving in soul winning, in soul establishment, engaging in the enlargement and advancement of the kingdom positions you for supernatural fruitfulness. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then number three, keep rejoicing in the Lord. Keep rejoicing in the Lord. Keep rejoicing in the Lord. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 18, after Hannah prayed, the Bible says that her countenance was no more sad. Keep rejoicing. in the Lord. Let the smile on your face be a testimony of what you believe has happened inside of you. Keep rejoicing in the Lord. Keep rejoicing in the Lord. I remember the testimony of one of us. She said that she had been believing God for the fruit of the womb, and somebody had been calling to monitor her. And according to the testimony she heard, God's servant, her father, say, when next they call you, tell them God has done it. Carry that smile of delivery on your face that God has done it already. And as she was rejoicing, one day after praying all through the night, that person monitoring her called her and said, how far with the situation? He said, God has done it. And as soon as she said so, the woman began to shout, my chest, and died on the spot. And according to her testimony, a being walked out of her system, and that brought her to a realm of fruitfulness. Why? Rejoicing in the Lord. The Bible said, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. 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 Let the smile on your face be a testimony that people can see that something has changed for this person. Let it show. When Sarah gave birth, look at what she said. God has made me to laugh. Laughter was the procedure for the arrival of the child. God has made me to laugh, and all that hear will laugh with me. God has made me to laugh. So for the arrival of your desire, you must rejoice continuously. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 16, it says, rejoice evermore. We must come to understand that maintaining a life of joy is vital to enjoying supernatural fruitfulness. I see the joy of the Lord emanating from the depth of your heart from this day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's recognize this. Our Father, your Father, my Father, God in heaven, is the baby maker. You are not permitted to be a baby beggar. You can't be begging for what your Father is making. He's the producer, he's the sole manufacturer of man. You can't be begging for what your Father is making. You can't have a father that is a baker and be begging for bread. You can't have a father that is a baby maker and be begging for children. Your Father is a baby maker. You are not permitted to be a baby beggar. In the book of Psalm chapter 100 and verse 3, the Bible tells us there very clearly. He said, it is he that made us and not we ourselves. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, he said that before I formed you in your womb, I knew you and I ordained you. I formed you. You are not the product of any biological process. God is your maker. God is your designer and is the sole manufacturer of children. In the book of Ruth chapter 4 and verse 13, look at what the Bible says. It said, and Boaz went into Ruth and God gave her conception. God gave her. Conception is of the Lord, and the Lord is your Father. Therefore, anyone under the sound of my voice that has come here expecting to be fruitful biologically, your God, who is the maker of children, is delivering your children into your hand this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. I said, somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Now, today also is our anointing service. So we are going to look very briefly at understanding the mystery of the anointing oil. What does this thing really carry? What is in it for you and for me? Understanding the mystery of the anointing oil. What is in the anointing oil? We must understand that this is one of God's manifold wisdom for our dominion in these last days. What is in the anointing oil? Number one, the Spirit of God that destroys yokes. The Spirit of God that destroys yokes. 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 13. David was anointed with oil, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. The Spirit of the Lord, and what does it do? The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, in that day shall the burden be lifted off your shoulder and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I don't know what yoke may have come here, what oppression of the devil may have come here with you. That is, you have been under one torment or the other. Things that seem to have bound you beyond your control. But the anointing carries the Spirit of God for the destruction of yokes. Therefore, that chain, that yoke is destroyed this morning in the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 19, the Bible said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Number two, what is in the anointing oil? The healing power of God. Say with me, the healing power of God. The healing power of God. In the book of Mark chapter 6 and verse 7, he said he gave them power against unclean spirits. And verse 11 and verse 12, as they went around, he said they preached that men should repent. And verse 13, and cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. The anointing carries the healing power of God. In the book of James chapter 5 verse 14 and verse 15, is any sick among you? Let him send for the elders of the church. Let them anoint him with oil, and the Spirit of the Lord will raise him up. There is no in between. As soon as the anointing is engaged, it carries with it the healing power of God. The healing power of God. I see healings taking place here this morning by the anointing. As that anointing comes upon you, he said, let them anoint him with oil, and the Lord will raise him up. He will raise him up. There is no in between. Nothing is permitted to stand in between the anointing and your healing. He said, the Lord will raise him up. If he has committed any sin, it shall be forgiven him. So simply we discover that the anointing is an avenue for our healing, our deliverance. I don't know what has been tormenting you physically. Maybe you came here with one condition or the other. And men may have called it impossible or incurable. But our God carries the answer to every unanswered question of life. No matter what is disturbing or distorting your body, tumors in your body, all kinds of conditions, the anointing carries an all-purpose answer for every one of those requests. And I believe that as the anointing is coming your way this morning, every one condition in your body that is planted by the devil to disturb you, to discomfort you, is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. I said somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Somebody believe it, say a louder, amen. Number three, what is in the anointing oil? Say with me, the breakthrough power of God. Say louder, the breakthrough power of God. In Isaiah chapter 61, the Bible tells us there, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. And what is the result of this anointing? It tells us between verse 4 and verse 6, the manifestations of this anointing. They shall build the old wastes. They shall raise up the former desolations. They shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. He said, and strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of aliens shall become your plowmen and your vine dressers. He said, and that you shall be called the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourself. And let's go to verse 7 and see this very clearly. He said, for your shame, the shame that was there before the anointing came, he said, you shall have double. He said, for confusion, you will rejoice in your portion. In the land, you shall possess the double, and everlasting joy shall be unto you. I see that becoming your experience in the name of Jesus Christ. In Isaiah chapter 45, when the anointing came upon Cyrus, he said, the two leaf gates shall be open. He said, and it shall not be shun. He said that I will make straight the crooked paths. He said, and I will give you the hidden riches of darkness, the secret, you know, things of secret places. And I will do all of these that you may know that I am the Lord that call you by name. I am the God of Israel. So we discover that the anointing provokes breakthrough. Provokes breakthrough. Therefore, by this anointing, every single one under the sound of my voice, as you have come into his presence, your career, your business, your academics, breakthrough becomes your experience. Finally, number four, what is in the anointing? The protection power of God. The protection power of God. They went from one place to another, from one nation to another people. He said, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. As the anointing will come upon you today, you become a touch not entity. It means means that while others are going down, you are separated. While others are being destroyed, you are exempted. Somebody believe me, say louder, amen. I said, somebody believe me, say louder, amen. Well, the good news is this. God has brought us for that three-part encounter. And as the prophetic words will be coming in conclusion of this service, when God's servant comes forth, it will be a seal of those three encounters. You have come for wisdom, you have come for fruitfulness, and you have come for the anointing. And God has guaranteed, remember, a threefold cord is not easily broken. It means your testimony is forever established. Lift up your right hand to heaven this morning and give God thanks for his word. Appreciate him for his word that has come your way today. Give him thanks, give him praise. Father, thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Somebody believe, say louder, amen.
Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's knocking at the door. Can you hear him knocking? Can you hear him knocking? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is at the door.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I know that I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day you rose again. Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Take control of me from this day forward. Now I know that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I pray for you, Father. I thank you today for these precious ones you have drawn into your kingdom. Let the grace that has brought them keep them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, for each one of them, we decree today that the barriers against their life and destiny be broken in the name of Jesus. Grace to walk with you all the days of their lives. Release it upon them. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say a loud amen.
If you have just received Christ as your Lord and Savior, or were blessed through this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. For inquiries and testimonies, send an email to info@tglmedia.org. We also invite you to visit one of our Winners Chapel churches near you anywhere around the world. Until next time, keep walking in the great light.